Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, mostly sunny, lower 20s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies will drop down to 5. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Saturday, partly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 20s. Saturday night, cloudy, a slight chance of a wintry mix late will drop down to the lower 20s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy will continue with a wintry mix. Currently, it's 21.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag news update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Vertical farming won't replace conventional farming, but researchers say vertical farming happening now and growing. Research done by Stanford University shows vertical farming growing and likely be needed to complement traditional farms to meet the food demands of tomorrow. Vertical farming is the practices of producing food in vertically stacked layers. The farms are enclosures that provide a controlled environment to grow crops with high data monitoring. Stanford says vertical farms offer year-round growing capacities, less water consumption, and improved crop predictability. For example, Arrow Farms, a 70,000-square-foot vertical farm in a renovated steel plant in New Jersey, claims 95% less water use and 390 times more productivity than a commercial field farm of the same square footage. The vertical farming market expected to be worth some $5.8 billion by 2022, according to market research. A diverse group of community leaders, rural advocates, and top innovators have launched Connect Americans Now to work with the Federal Communications Commission and other policymakers to ensure there is sufficient unlicensed low-band spectrum in every market of the country to enable broadband conductivity by 2022. Richard Cullen, executive director of Connect Americans Now, said all Americans, regardless of where they live, deserve access to high-speed internet. He said without a broadband connection, millions of students struggle to keep up with their assignments. Americans in rural areas are unable to fully utilize telemedicine. Farmers are denied the promise of precision agriculture and businesses unable to tap into the world of online commerce. Congress and FCC must stand with rural America, they say, by allowing internet service providers to deliver broadband via white space spectrum. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. President Trump's announcement that the Department of Homeland Security would follow up on the work of his disbanded Voter Fraud Commission concerns voting rights advocates and some state election officials. They wonder what authority DHS will have to investigate Trump's unfounded claims of widespread fraud. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the department will review the commission's initial findings before making a decision on the best way to step forward. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach was vice chair
chair of that commission. A public elementary school in Kansas is ending the free distribution of Bibles to students after complaints about the practice violating the constitutional separation of church and state. The Wichita Eagle reports the Harrington Elementary School giveaway took place about 2 weeks ago. A table was placed at the school with a sign inviting fifth graders to help themselves to a free Bible. I'm Stephanie Austin.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
A decision on whether Kansas should build a new prison will wait for at least 2 more weeks. Members of the State Finance Council agreed to delay the consideration of a proposal from Governor Brownback's administration to hire a private prison operator to build a new prison in Lansing. The Kansas City Star reports the proposed lease-to-own arrangement will be considered again on January 18th. Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning from Overland Park said he wanted more time to study the proposal before voting on it. Under the proposal, Core Civic Incorporated would design and build the prison, but the state would operate it. The proposed $362 million project would provide a 2,400-bed prison to replace the current Lansing prison. A federal judge overseeing the upcoming trial of three men accused of plotting attacks on Somali immigrants has been asked to include prospective jurors who are more likely to have voted for Donald Trump. The three men are charged with plotting to bomb an apartment complex housing the refugees in Garden City. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say that 2 people have died and 2 others have been injured in a 3-vehicle collision on a freeway stretch in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. Crash involved a car, a pickup truck, and a flatbed truck and was reported around 3 a.m. this morning. The names of those involved have not been released. A white supremacist accused of stopping an Amtrak train in Nebraska has been charged with terrorism. Documents unsealed in U.S. District Court in Lincoln show that 26-year-old Taylor Wilson of St. Charles, Missouri, is charged with terrorism attacks and other violence against railroad carriers and mass transportation systems. The eastbound train with about 175 people aboard was halted October 22nd in Oxford, Nebraska, about 200 miles southwest of Omaha. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 26th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items. Farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, and flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers. Irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 26th annual Western Kansas Farm Industrial Equipment Auction on February 19th, 20th, and 21st, the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners, a meeting Wednesday, conducted mostly routine business. A motion to approve April Todd as a board member representing Marshall County for a vacancy on the Pawnee Mental Health Board was approved. Robin Rose of Marysville expressed concerns about lack of prosecution of criminal cases. Complete Marshall County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website. website and our Facebook page. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting Wednesday discussed briefly possible raises for Nemahal County employees and possible changes to the Nemahal County reorganization for the new year. No action was taken. Sheriff wrote up changes he would like made for the Sheriff's Office personnel and shared these with commissioners. Nemahal Valley Community Hospital is restricting visiting hours due to a flu outbreak. The hospital asks that visitors only come in if absolutely necessary, especially individuals under the age of 18. The effort is to limit exposure to the flu virus. Marysville Main Street will host a stakeholders meeting Wednesday, January 10th, 7 a.m. at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. All members are encouraged to attend to discuss goals for 2018 and gather input from membership regarding programs, initiatives, and events. RSVP is requested by Monday. Contact Michelle Weitzel at Marysville Main Street, 619-6050.
Michael O. Mutt Larson, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 6th, 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family visitation Thursday, 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Michael Mutt Larson.
Francis William Nooch, age 91, of Fairbury, passed away January 1st. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Fairbury. Burial in the Fairbury Cemetery. Vigil service Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Francis Nooch.
Come celebrate the end of Christmastide with the 12th Night Tom and Jerry Party at the Kester House Museum. 7 p.m. Friday, there will be traditional games, music, and treats. And the winner of the 5-course Sylvia Valentine's dinner will be announced. Bids are being taken now. Tickets for the 12th Night Party are $20 per individual or $30 per couple. To place a bid for the Valentine's meal or to reserve tickets for the 12th Night Party, call Pat at 562-2981.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision. Welcome home.
Family-owned Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in Inner Spring Hybrid and Memory Foam styles for a great night's rest. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in store, Feldkamp's Furniture will make sure you get the furniture you desire. Come on in. Feldkamp's is open 7 days a week.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a high pressure system, we'll see dry weather as we head through the day tonight and into it tomorrow. But as we head into Saturday night and Sunday, we do have a low pressure system that will move across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing a little bit of some wintry weather. We could see wintry mix. And it looks like temperatures, though, are going to warm up with this low pressure system that will move through back into the lower 40s. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, mostly sunny, lower 20s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies will drop down to 5. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. For Saturday, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 20s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a wintry mix will drop down to 23. For Sunday, we'll continue the chance of a wintry mix early, then a chance of rain showers with temperatures right around the lower 40s. And Sunday night, partly cloudy skies. That's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature early January, 39, record high on this date, 63 in 2003. The average low, 20, the record low is 15 below zero in 1947. Sunset this evening at 5:14, sunrise the morning at 7:42.
Few things are more comforting on a cold winter day than a savory bowl of soup. Some fun soup facts in observance of National Soup Month on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms. I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 5th, the fifth day of the year. Folk singer Irish DeMent shares a birthday with actor Bradley Cooper, and construction of the Golden Gate Bridge began on this day in 1933. The coldest month of the year also happens to be, coincidentally, National Soup Month. While you're slurping, here's a few fun soup facts to ponder. The oldest known record of soup dates to 6000 BC, made from hippopotamus. Legend has it that Frank Sinatra had chicken and rice soup before every stage performance. Those soup paintings by Andy Warhol, it's said they were inspired by his lunch every day for 20 years. And according to the Campbell's Company, America's favorite soup remains chicken noodle to the tune of about 250 million cans each year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report, online at almanac.com.
Drive in style with the new 2018 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville. They have a new 2018 Buick LaCrosse, the new 2018 Chevy Traverse, and a sporty new 2018 Chevy Camaro. Available for your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Wichita State dropped Houston in their first home AAC game. Good Friday morning. Landry Shamet scored 18 points in just 22 minutes to lead number 9 Wichita State past Houston 81-63 last night. The Shockers made 9 of their first 11 three-point shots and led by as many as 25 points in the first half. Starting guard Shamet and Connor Frankamp went a combined 12 of 15 from the field. Frankamp finished with 15 points. Shaquille Moore scored 14 points for the Shocks, while Marcus Duffy added 11. The Shockers finished 12 of 27 from three-point range, while Houston was 4 of 15. Wichita State led 53-32 at halftime, going 10 of 16 from the three-point line to build the lead. Again, Wichita State over Houston last night, 81-63. Next up for the Shocks, South Florida on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Come one, come all. Come from far and near. The Topeka Farm Show is almost here. January 9, 10, and 11. Three big days at the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, and it's all free. See all the latest in farming and ranching technology, plus Scott Daly Horse Clinics. Register to win a Doolittle utility trailer and 50 acres of Midland seed corn. That's over a $4,200 value. It's the Topeka Farm Show, January 9, 10, and 11 in Topeka. Don't you dare miss it.
The Kansas City Royals, Chicago White Sox, and Los Angeles Dodgers completed a three-team, five-player trade last night, with the Royals acquiring right-handed pitcher Trevor Oakes and infielder Eric Mejia in exchange for left-handed pitcher Scott Alexander, right-handed pitcher Joaquin Soria, and cash considerations. Oakes is a 24-year-old pitcher from Riverside, California, and added to the Royals' 40-man roster. The right-hander pitched at Oklahoma City for most of 2017, going 4-3 with a 3.64 ERA over 15 starts. Mejia is a 23-year-old infielder from the Dominican Republic. He spent a majority of last season at Tulsa, the Dodgers' AA affiliate. In 102 games with the Drillers. The switch-hitting infielder batted .289 with 17 doubles, 3 triples, 7 homers, and 25 steals in 29 attempts. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Hey, Wildcat fans, be in Bramlage this Sunday, January 7th, as K-State women's basketball hosts Texas at 1 p.m. for the annual Play 4K game. Tickets start at just $5, and the first 4,000 fans in attendance receive a free pink T-shirt. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, the Superstars. To order your tickets for the Play 4K game, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville entertains Abilene live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Washington County. Hanover entertains Centralia. Frankfort tips off at Blue Valley. Axtell hosting Clifton Clyde. Lynn at Donovan West. Diller O'Dell is host to Falls City Sacred Heart. And Saturday, Southern entertains Wilbur Claytonia.
Nothing beats the flavor of fresh basil. If growing it indoors is a new endeavor or you tried and failed in the past, it's time to try again. Creating the proper growing environment will help increase your indoor growing success. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant basil in a container with drainage holes and filled with a quality potting mix. Grow it in a sunny window where it will receive at least 6 hours of sunlight or under artificial lights. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil slightly moist but not soggy. The plant does not tolerate overly dry or wet soil. Pour off excess water that collects in the saucer or elevate the pot above the water. Don't place plants against a cold window or trap them between the window and curtain at night. This can cause the leaves to turn black. Avoid drafts of hot or cold air as well. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Mention Ybor City to someone in Tampa, Florida. They'll probably tell you about the great restaurants and clubs. However, this neighborhood began over a century ago thanks to a man avoiding a death sentence. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind, create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. You've probably never heard of Vincente Martinez Ybor, but his impact is still seen in the southeastern U.S.
Mr. Ybor had come on a journey that had started when he was 14, leaving Spain to come to Cuba, getting involved in the cigar business, which made him a millionaire, openly voicing his belief that the Cuban people should be free of Spain, which got a death sentence put against him.
David Alderman says Ybor decided to leave Cuba and begin cigar making in the U.S. in the 1880s.
He decided what he needed needed was a Gulf of Mexico port that had a cooperative local government, inexpensive land, and perhaps most importantly, a railroad station. Once the cigars were made, if you didn't have a rail that could get them up in 2 days to New York City, you had to go by ship. And the older they get, the worse off they are.
In the 1880s, Tampa, Florida was a fledgling community of about 1,000 people, but it had all of the infrastructure Ybor needed.
One thing to keep in mind, Tampa and Ybor was a one industry town, but it was not a one company town. You know, when you have upwards of 200 cigar factories in one metropolitan area, if you get fed up with Corral Wadiska, you can go work at VM Ybor. So they were not in this business of keeping people down. They paid them a fair wage. They were paid by how many cigars they made.
Ybor City remains, but it has changed since its development back in the 1880s. More from the old city that built Tampa. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Ybor City, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.
Stable flies are painful for cattle and controlling them starts in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Reduce the amount of manure and hay mixing on the ground and you'll reduce stable flies as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Biting stable fly is a painful nuisance to pastured cattle. Unfortunately, there is nothing that can be done in pastures to reduce stable fly numbers, except control the sites where they develop as maggots. And the time to do that is now, before the insects have the chance to breed. Lou Deck Zurich is a professor of veterinary entomology at Kansas State University. He says cattle feed around large round bales that stay in the same spot and end up defecating in the same area too. The wasted hay then mixes with the manure, becoming the perfect breeding ground for stable flies in the spring. He says the easiest solution is to move the feeder every time you put a new bale in it.
Just pushing that feeder with a tractor or some equipment just a few feet away from the old site should do the job, because then the cattle start defecating into new spots and the manure will not accumulate deep enough and it's going to dry up in the spring, and that's going to prevent the larva development of stable flies in the spring.
Another alternative is to put hay feeders on a slope so the area can drain and dry out. If you can't move the feeders and don't have a slope, Zurich says you'll have to do what you can in the spring.
Try to spread out and rake that feeding site to spread the accumulated manure and hay into the thinner depth across a larger area. So again, it would dry up faster and it would not provide a habitat for stable fly larvae.
Zurich says while these blood-sucking insects don't transfer any pathogens or parasites to the animals, there is an indirect economic effect. The bites are painful and the herd might bunch for protection or stand in water to avoid the flies. They spend less time grazing, which in turn reduces weight gain. Learn more about stable fly control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay!
Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210. 30,
35, and now 40, make it a 40, make it a 40, now 555, make it a...
Oh,
ethanol, a fuel for the future and a fuel with a future. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Over the years, some have said ethanol was just going to be a bridge to newer and better fuel alternatives. Robert White of the Renewable Fuels Association says otherwise.
You know, we have 250 million vehicles on the roads today that you need a liquid transportation fuel like gasoline. So we have a long future ahead. We have a lot of discussions with the automakers looking at the possibility of a new fuel of the future containing somewhere between 20 and 40% ethanol that not only is cheaper than the fuel of today, but it increases the octane level of the fuel to get better fuel economy.
White says ethanol would be even more impressive today if we were making cars that focused on ethanol's high octane rating.
Ethanol is 113 and gas is about 83 today. So if you can build an engine to capitalize on that octane, the cooling effect of ethanol, you can have a smaller engine delivering the same horsepower and torque you have today, but also at a lower price point.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Attorneys General in 11 states, including Kansas, have filed an amicus brief in support of a preliminary injunction sought by agriculture groups against California's flawed Prop 65 regulation. California is requiring products that may contain the herbicide glyphosate to bear a false and misleading label, even though there is no scientific evidence to support the move, according to documents filed with the court. Gordon Stoner, the president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, says that they were pleased that attorneys general from across the country are standing up for agriculture and consumers by standing against the unconstitutional action by California. And U.S. hog prices being supported by strong demand. That, according to Purdue University economist Dr. Chris Hurt, he says pork production expected to rise by 3% the first half of this year and by near 4% in the last half of 2018. The theme for pork market in 2017 was higher production and higher prices when pork production rose by 2.5%, hog prices up 10%. The reason was strong pork demand around the world was led by bacon demand in the U.S., where retail sales were up 7%. Pork exports expanded around 7% as well. For 2018, he says the future market appears to be following demand as the U.S. economy is expected to grow more rapidly this year with a drop in unemployment, along with a world economy expected to be the strongest since the 2008-2009 recession. And a study by Iowa State found no evidence that small wild birds and rodents were possible sources of the avian influenza virus that decimated Iowa's poultry flocks in 2015. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Information, Mid-America Ag Network, seeing some pressure on some of our futures markets as we get into the afternoon hours on Friday. March corn unchanged, 351. May down a quarter cent, 359. March Kansas City wheat down 2 3/4 at 437. May is down 2.5 at 450 and a half.
Soybeans have been strong through the day. January beans up 1.5 at 960 and 3/4. March beans up 2 at 969 and 3/4. January soybean meal is up $1 at 316.80. March bean meal is up 90 cents at 320.70. Bean oil is struggling a bit. January down 1 point, 33.73. March down 2 points at 33.85. Livestock numbers have been really problematic today. February live cattle down $3 at 119.25. April down 3 bucks at 120.82. January feeder cattle down 262 at 146.40. March feeders down 382 at 141.72. Later months are all sharply lower in both live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs are down also. February hogs down 25 at 71.12. April hogs down 20 at 75.90. So not so good in the livestock complex here on Friday. Cotton had a big day on Thursday. They've given it all up on Friday. March cotton down 125 at 78 even. May cotton down 110 at 78.23. And basically the same story for crude oil. Some good gains on Thursday. Given those back today, February crude oil is down 55 cents at 61.45. March crude is down 48 cents at 61.41 a barrel. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas are all lower at the same time. And gold is up a little. February gold is up a dime at 1,321.70. April gold unchanged at 1,326.40. So mixed numbers in our futures markets as we go into the early afternoon hours on the first Friday of the new year. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 26th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items. Farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, and flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers. Irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 26th annual Western Kansas Farm Industrial Equipment Auction on February 19th, 20th, and 21st, the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and when we ask farmers what kind of information they want, we always get markets and weather. We'll talk about the 2017 stories in those topics after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Everybody talks about the weather, but few people can do anything about the weather, because don't fool with Mother Nature. She'll kick back one way or another. And again, in 2017, we have certainly seen the impact of weather, unusual weather, on farmers and ranchers across the country. Beginning in springtime, when it was very wet in parts of the Corn Belt, and we began to hear yields are going to be way down because of the weather that's keeping us from getting seed in the ground. Well, it did, but then we got warmer weather in July and August and even into September, and it moved the basic crops ahead to maturity, and not record crops across the board, but certainly much better than expected. And I still think the reason for that bad weather story and the improvements we're seeing in crop production, technology. The technology that agribusiness companies are providing for America's farmers and ranchers that can, well, pretty much mitigate the effects of drought. Then, of course, the hurricanes that hit various parts of the United States, impacting agricultural producers, but not the majority here in the United States. And then there is the forest fires in the west and in the south and other parts of the country. USDA is going to spend more money last year on 2017 firefighting activity than ever before in the history. Markets, well, who knows? Cattle producers have ridden the roller coaster in the price market. We've seen grains, of course, hit lows that farmers don't want to see, but better management and better financial management still brings farmers and ranchers through the tough times. Back with a final word after this message.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production cost insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly, knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
May all your stories in agriculture in 2018 be good ones. Thanks for putting up with my choices on 2017. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The term GMO brings out a lot of emotion. A new film on food evolution looks at the science behind our changing food supply on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It doesn't matter what you grow. It doesn't matter how many acres you farm. What matters is that you're there when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Outstanding education, technology, innovation, and some of the greatest minds in agriculture all in one place. Commodity Classic is for every farmer who wants to get even better and even more profitable. And that would be just about every farmer, right? Spend some farmer time in Anaheim, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Consumers are fed a lot of information about their food supply and are looking for the real facts, particularly about GMOs. A film called Food Evolution is an independent investigation into biotechnology and its importance in helping to feed a growing world population. It looks back over 20 years of GMOs. The U.S. Farm and Ranch Alliance is helping to push out the film for screenings around the United States, primarily on college campuses. Brad Greenway is a crop and livestock farmer in South Dakota and chairman of the board of the USFRA. He says the film's goal is to help people understand why farmers grow GMO crops, the science behind them, and the importance of using science when making decisions about the technology.
It shows both sides of the issue, and I think the neat thing about this film is where the screenings, they've done a lot of, if you want to say, focus groups, so people going in before they watch the film, and there was one case where absolutely nobody trusted GMOs at all before they seen the film. When they come out, it had completely flipped, and so literally, this film changes people's minds about GMOs when they understand the science behind them.
Greenway says they're proud to be the promoter of the film, but farmers, you should get in on the discussion too.
There's so much disconnect between farming and where our food comes from, and we need to be the ones as farmers to go out and talk to consumers, and it's through organizations like this that we need to be at the table. If they're talking about how food is grown and raised, we need to go to the source, and that's us as farming and agriculture in general.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the film, view upcoming screenings, and even download it yourself at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The National Farmers Union was busy in 2017 with a lot of ag policy issues to deal with. NFU President Roger Johnson said 2017 was a tough year in ag policy, as Washington, D.C. has been a very chaotic place. That made policy victories a little harder to come by.
If there's a victory that one could trumpet here, it is that the appropriations bills that were just passed before Christmas sort of repudiated these really deep, onerous budget cuts that the Trump administration had proposed. So that's a good thing.
Johnson says many in Washington, D.C. are calling the recently passed tax reform bill a victory, but the Farmers Union sees it differently.
I'm really concerned about what this means for passing a farm bill. Yeah, you just add $1.5 trillion to the deficit, and immediately you know that when Congress gets here in the new year, they're going to be talking about how this deficit is out of control and how we need to be making spending cuts. And the farm bill is always kind of a heavy lift anyway. This is a time when, you know, there's just a lot of economic stress out there that farmers are facing with net farm income 50% of what it was 4 years ago.
And as he looks ahead to farm bill development, he says there is some good news.
You know, I guess if there's good news here, it is that so far the principals are still talking about getting a farm bill done on time. I think that challenge just got quite a bit larger, and it's really important that this one get done on time, because extending a farm bill isn't going to go very far towards dealing with some of these big safety net issues.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Hello, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford, coming to you from the big corner of 119th and West Kellogg. Are you in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Look no further. We've got you covered. With over 1,100 vehicles in stock, I'm sure we'll find the perfect vehicle to fit your wants, needs, and most importantly, your budget. Is your vehicle in need of service? Let our certified trained staff help you with all your needs, from tires, brakes, and batteries to oil changes. Call today or stop by or visit us online at mhford.com. At Mel Hamilton Ford, we care before, during, and after the sale, and that's the Mel